two wolves, and 1,300 moose. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This year's report on the wolves and moose of Isle Royale says there are just two wolves left. That's down from three last year. Rolf Peterson is a research professor at Michigan Tech. He says these last two wolves are closely related.
In fact, they're father and daughter, and also half-siblings, because they share the same mother.
The wolves on Isle Royale have been suffering from inbreeding for years. Peterson says these two wolves had a pup last year. It was visibly deformed, and it appears it has died. For a while, people have been tossing around the idea of genetic rescue for the wolves on the island. That would mean introducing new wolves to the island in hopes that they would mate with the wolves that are already there. But Peterson says it's probably too late for that.
I mean, that would be a high-risk venture because, you know, the two alive last month might not even be there now. You would be banking on a single wolf doing exactly what you wanted it to, and that probably never works.
He says another option would be to wait and start a totally new population of wolves on the island. The island's moose, on the other hand, are booming. The report estimates there are at least 1,300 moose. And with so few wolves to eat them, the moose have very little to worry about. Visitors to Isle Royale were up by 4,000 people last year. So you might think with more people and more moose, there could be some run-ins. But Peterson says people are actually reporting fewer moose sightings. He says when there were more wolves on the island, moose would often hang out near campgrounds or the shoreline where people were as a way to protect themselves from getting eaten.
It may well be because moose don't have reason to be around people anymore because of the lack of a threat from wolves.
The National Park Service is debating what to do about the wolves. Phyllis Green is the park superintendent. She says they're in the process of deciding whether to bring more wolves to the park, and if so, how to do it.
I think that what we have to, as we kind of are guardians of national park systems, is take a look at the long term. So the urgency is making the best decision for a 20-year period and then a 50-year period in face of climate change.
The Park Service is taking comments on the decision until May 16th. This is the Environment Report. Lake sturgeon are a threatened species in Michigan, and there's one spot in the state where the fish are especially at risk. One group gets together every year to watch over them, and they want your help. Mark Brush explains.
Most people never see this rare fish. That's too bad because they're quite a sight. Lake sturgeon can live to be 100 years old and can weigh hundreds of pounds. They spawn in several rivers in Michigan, but parts of the Black River and the northern lower peninsula are shallow, so you can see these fish as they swim upstream. It means poachers can wade in and just pluck the fish out of the water. They're after the meat and sometimes the fish eggs. The roe can be doctored up and sold as caviar on the black market. The group Sturgeon for Tomorrow is organizing what they call a sturgeon guarding program. They get volunteers to fan out along the river and report any suspicious activity to nearby conservation officers. Ann Feldhauser organizes the sturgeon guarding program for the group. She's looking for people to come up north from now until the beginning of June, and she has a pretty good sales pitch.
So we encourage people to come up, bring their tents, bring their small trailers, and just enjoy the beauty of the outdoors in a quiet, peaceful setting and watch a remarkable, remarkable show of sturgeon spawning in the Black River. You're never going to see anything like this anyplace else in Michigan.
Feldhauser says they still need more people for this year's effort. The guarding program on the Black River has been running for more than 16 years. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
If you want to babysit some sturgeon, you can find out how to sign up on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.